You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Hockey News Storytellers Podcast with Ian Palmer.
Center in Mississauga. Mississauga Steelheads are hosting the Barry Colts. I ran into and caught up with James Boyd. For those that may or may not know James, James is the general manager of the Ottawa 67s, and he's currently charged with by Hockey Canada to put together Canada's entry in the World Junior Championships U20 that will take place in Edmonton, Alberta, over the holiday season. James, thanks for joining me.
Oh, glad to talk hockey, man.
Well, let's get right into it. So when you get into the car tonight after watching this game, your team is playing, the 67s are playing as we speak, and you start driving away. It's pretty neat to think that you are now charged with putting together Canada's entry into the World Juniors. It's been a long road for you, and where did it all start for you in your coaching management pursuits?
Well, it's the way that happened was when I was finished playing in the OHL, the last team I played with was the Belleville Bulls. And I went to the University of Guelph, and when I was graduating from the University of Guelph, I got a call from the folks in Belleville, and they were looking for an assistant coach. Actually, the assistant coach at the time, Freddie Boimstruck, former Toronto Maple Leaf, was a train engineer.
Baby bull, no?
That's correct, right. Yes. So Freddie was moving out of town, and so I took the position with the intention of doing it for a year and then getting, what my mom would call a real job. And then 1 year turned into two, and I worked with Lou Crawford there, great coach. He went on to the St. John's Maple Leafs. And then Jimmy Halton took over, and I was able to stay there. And next thing you know, here we are 20-something years later, and I've been an assistant coach, an assistant general manager, and now general manager, and it's been a wild ride.
And you played 4 years in the OHL, and while you were doing that, you took classes and went back for 2 years to the University of Guelph. How important was that, going back to school? Was that a priority for you and your family after you graduated from the OHL?
Yeah, it wasn't an option, Ian. You know, my mother's at the time was a school principal, and that was the deal. When I played to play in the OHL, it was that I was going to continue my education, and very, very thankful to have that support. And I had a chance to play at the University of Guelph, too, with real powerhouse teams there. Marlon Mueller was the head coach, and they just coming off a national championship, and we had a chance to win each of the years that I was there. So former OHL players, J.P. Davis, of course, was the Canadian University Athlete of the Year and the captain of the team there, former Memorial Cup winner. We had a number of other excellent players, so I really enjoyed my time at Guelph. But that's why I'm such a big advocate of education and the players continuing. And if they're able to finish, a year of school while they're playing in the OHL, then they're able to graduate faster and get on with their pro careers or their coaching careers.
And I always say, if you can't wake up and do grade 11 history, grade 12 math, and play in the OHL or wherever you may be playing junior hockey, it's going to be a hard time to go and play pro hockey as well, because it's all about the discipline and managing your day, managing your time. And if you can manage the challenge of those grade schools courses, you'll be a better pro afterwards.
100%. It's time management. It's being organized, but it's also staying busy. I think, The more you do, the more you can do is kind of the mantra I like to use for our players. And you know, the opportunity's there. Our teams pay for all the courses. You know, so take full advantage and complete as much of your education as you can. And also the opportunities that exist at Canadian University for our players. You know, the programs are available and the opportunity to play hockey, it really is tremendous.
And so who are some of your influences over the years in coaching and also now management? You put together a great Ottawa 67s team, and too bad the season got cut short by COVID. Because I think with some of the players you had on that team and the team you built, you were on your way to doing great things in the playoffs. But who are some of your influences that you've looked to over the years?
Well, of course, you pick up a little bit along the way, a little bit from everybody. But I was fortunate in junior, you know, the first year I played in Kitchener for Joe McDonnell. Of course, now scouts for the Dallas Stars, but was a longtime Detroit Red Wings scout. So Joe knows an awful lot about hockey. We all know that. And I played a year in Ottawa, actually. Peter Lee was the coach, but Brian Kilray was the general manager. Yeah. And then from there, of course, the late, great Larry Mafferty in Belleville. And, of course, Marlon Mueller is one of the more successful coaches in U Sports history. So I played for some really organized and excellent coaches with different styles. And then, of course, the coaches that I worked with, Lou Crawford, at the time, when I began coaching in Belleville, his brother Mark was, winning a Stanley Cup in Colorado. And so really exposed to some high-level coaching there. And then Jim Halton, of course, did an excellent job with the World Junior team. Then Dave, I worked with Bud Stefanski in Toronto St. Mike's. They were just coming off a league championship. Of course, with Dave Cameron, where we hosted the Memorial Cup here. And so you take a little bit from everywhere. But as mentors now, I got to say, Brian Kilray, who's on staff in Ottawa, and it really gives you an honest opinion, maybe too honest opinion, about everything from player personnel to how to operate the team. He's been a real mentor, and something I really appreciate his insight.
And of course, we have a good mutual friend, Paul Henry, I'm sure, has shared a lot of good stories and good insights over the years for you to follow and implement in your management and coaching.
Well, that's it. Paul is from the same hometown there. So I went to school in Penetanguishene. Paul's, of course, a legend there, like he is in most arenas around the world. But I've had a chance to, spend a lot of time with Paul. He's kind of a surrogate father to me growing up. And, of course, now we travel the world together, been to Europe, and I always pick his brain. But definitely there's, when it comes to scouting, evaluating players and evaluating, the type of character that you're looking to bring into your team, Paul is a go-to for advice.
And Paul's, I know, a big fan of yours, and probably, I haven't spoken to him about this, but pretty proud that you've been charged with overseeing Canada's program for the World Juniors. And as we wrap this up, how many hours do you put in? Like, you manage a 67s team, and now you're traveling around watching a ton of hockey in advance of selection for World Junior. What's the commitment from that level?
Well, you know what? A lot of it is dovetails with what I'm doing with the 67s. I'm in the rink every night, which I always have been, watching games. But now it's more of a, organizing the information and communication. So we've really got a multi-pronged approach here. We got Al Miller, of course, based out of Calgary, who's overseeing the program. And Al is really, spends the majority of his time organizing the team and gathering information. We got Scott Salmon, of course, a key executive with Hockey Canada, who's out there as well. And then myself in Ontario and spending a little bit of time in Quebec. But we've got a GMs group in each of the leagues as well.
Right.
So we connect with that GMs group. They put names forwards, let us know who's playing well, let us know, who should be on the radar, and then we get out there for those looks. And then, like I said, it's organizing the information and making sure that we're getting it right when those camp invites go out. That's going to give us the chance to ice the
best. So you're part of a management team, and Alan Miller is overseeing it.
100%.
I gotcha. Okay. And so a couple quick questions. How many hockey games do you think that you have seen or been to in the last 30 years? Or 20 years, since you got into coaching and managing?
Geez, it'd be tough to guess. I think
thousands.
Well, even behind the bench, I think it was behind the bench for 1,200 or 1,300. Okay. Games. You start to add it up. So I added up a couple of years ago trying to figure out exactly how much time I spent in the rink. But I'd say this year probably we're going to near 300 and something games when you add up the youth tournaments and getting out there. And now, of course, with you know, the expanded capabilities. We watch a game every morning too.
Right.
So, you know, I watch a lot of hockey, but I don't complain. It's a dream job, and I love it. I love being in the rinks. I love communicating with, you know, people in the game like yourself and gathering information. And it's been a dream job so far.